Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The quality mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
Now it's Nevin time. Nevin, good morning, dear heart. Good morning.
Good morning. How did your Christmas baking go last week?
Oh, sure, we got a bit steamed, but at the end of it, we were fine. I'm not even going to tell you how we got steamed, but that's a separate issue. But anyway, listen, what are we doing today? What's your plan this Friday morning? What are you doing?
Well, I was thinking, and you made a very good point, like Christmas is really only around the corner. And I mean, like, please God, this year, we need to be careful, obviously, all the right reasons, but hopefully yes. We'll be able to have family and friends around. And I think that's really important. So I was thinking of kind of like little kind of nibbles and things that you can make ahead. And I've one of my favourites, and it's kind of like cocktail sausages. They're sticky cocktail sausages with sesame seeds.
Oh, lovely.
I just love it.
I love it.
Yeah, so do I. And I've a couple of little options here. I have a lovely smoked trout recipe, and then I have some prawns and mango. It's very, very simple. So this one, we'll talk about the sausages first.
Right,
you get your nice cocktail sausages, and just make sure that when you're buying kind of any meat, especially over the Christmas period, and we'll be talking about the turkey and the ham over the next couple of weeks,
sure,
but that you're using the Board Beer quality mark. That's really important.
Mm.
We're using Irish pork. So the little cocktail sausages, they're great fun. You tip them onto a pan, no need for any extra oil on the pan, and just lightly brown the sausages. So that's lovely. So you kind of just sealing them in. You're not cooking them fully yet.
Right.
So what I want you to do then is get 2 tablespoons of hoisin sauce, which is the lovely kind of like a nice kind of like a sweet, kind of like fruity kind of a sauce that works really well.
Oh, it's a gorgeous sauce. It's only in thick, this, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's only quite fragrant. It's lovely. Yeah.
Absolutely, I really like this. And then you're going to get 2 teaspoonfuls of dark soya sauce, a little bit of runny honey. And then 1 teaspoonful of whole grain mustard and sesame seeds. You're going to mix that all together in a jar or in a cup or whatever. It doesn't make a bit of difference. And then you're going to actually pour that over your sealed-in cocktail sausages, and you're going to glaze them in that.
Oh,
so say you cook the sausages for 5 minutes. You're going to pour on this syrup, and you're going to cook them for another 10 to 12 minutes until they're sticky, until they're lovely and brown.
They're in the oven working away. Yeah,
well, they can be in the oven or they can be on the pan. So in the recipe, it says in the oven at 200 degrees.
Which do you prefer?
But I've often done them on the pan because you get a more kind of better colour, and it's quicker to be truthful with you now.
You do.
But that's up. Listen, your listeners can decide whatever they want to.
Sure.
I think the key is the really good quality sausages and that lovely glaze of the syrup. They're gorgeous.
But the problem with it, you'd eat a plate yourself though, wouldn't you?
Oh, you would.
Easy.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
Easy,
with
like.
You know, and you know, they're kind of one of these things that it's impossible to stop eating, to be truthful with you. They're so delicious.
Yeah. And
so
I'm a devil. I'm thinking back to the days when we used to be out at things, God help us, and you'd be at something, and you couldn't leave one. You couldn't leave with a couple of cocktail sausages on the plate. You'd have to finish them off.
I know.
Mad.
Oh, yeah. I'm just a fan. And I mean, like, it does show you how far the Irish palate has come. Like, look at your plain cocktail sausages. They're gorgeous. But if you jazz them up with that lovely kind of sticky glaze, I'm telling you, they're so delicious. So they really are.
That's a great recipe. And even Whelan could possibly attempt that one. So that's quite good.
I think you could definitely, because there's no better man than cooking a sticky sausage. I can tell you that.
That's right. My reputation is known farm wide. So you mentioned trout. You mentioned trout for the health.
Okay. Well, This is a very simple one, and it's like a cream cheese. So traditionally now we'd eat smoked salmon, which is gorgeous, and you can have the Brigitte, you know, the Burren Smokehouse. This one is from a lady, and she's based in Goatsbridge in County Kilkenny, Mag and Ger Kerwin, and they're wonderful people, and she smokes this beautiful trout, so she does.
Oh.
And you'll pick it up, but, you know, all the supermarkets will have it, and she's a wonderful lady. I really admire her. So before we talk about the trout, you're going to make up a little bit of cream cheese, so just some regular cream cheese, 1 small red onion diced, a little bit of some chopped chives, and you can mix this with some creme fraiche. I actually done this a couple of weeks ago for my Christmas special, and what I did was put a couple of spoonfuls of cooked crab meat into it, which worked really well. And just for your listeners, I think it would work really well if people like crab. So you mix that all together. That can be done ahead and kept in your fridge. Just get a little bit of brown bread, and then you spread the brown bread with that lovely kind of cream cheese topping, some nice smoked trout. And the key in eating smoked trout or smoked salmon is to have it at room temperature. Don't take it straight from the fridge, because you got to let it relax and just come to room temperature. It's much nicer to
eat. How long would you give it to sit then? How long would you give it?
That's a good question. I'd say about 20 minutes is fine, because it's so thinly sliced. It'll be perfect.
Yeah.
Now, If any of your listeners can't get smoked trout, you can use smoked salmon. As I said, it'll work really well with this. And with some nice wheaten bread, there's lots of great bakers out there that you can buy some wheaten bread. But it's a lovely one. You know, when you think of it's a classic brown bread, smoked salmon, so why not some nice smoked trout from a wonderful artisan producer? I think this is delicious, so it is. So that's another little option for you for the little party bites. And then the last one is some prawns. And whenever I talk about prawns, I think of my dad, because he used to love a prawn cocktail. So yes. We get the old frozen prawns, iceberg salad, and a little bit of mayonnaise and tomato ketchup, and that was the prawn cocktail. This one is kind of like little baby gem, which is kind of like a cos salad with some prawns and mango. So what you do with your prawns, these are already cooked, and you'll get them in the of your local fishmonger or your supermarket. You get your prawns cooked. You peel and dice a mango, and then you mix it with some lime juice and zest, olive oil, and then you literally spoon that on top of your prawns. And then this is where the crunchy part comes in, is, you know, that baby gem, you know, the little corn salad.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So that goes at the bottom, then your prawn, then your mango, a little bit of coriander if you want to, but it's the lime, the mango. So you have sweet, you have sour, you have those lovely flavours, and trust me, the combination of the prawns with the mango is so delicious, Marty. It really is gorgeous. So it is.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
So they're just three very simple and easy recipes.
I know.
You're licking your lips.
I am, yeah. I am. No, I love them. I mean, the sticky cocktails are just automatic. But the trout idea is really good. And of course, you see what you're doing there. You've got the cream cheese and the red onion. So the whole thing is kind of taking on a different kind of a life altogether.
Absolutely.
And then the baby gem cups of prawns and mango. Again, just what you see. What that's the genius of Nevin Maguire. What you do is you add those extra bits to it. So we're suddenly going, oh, that's what you've done. You know what I mean? And it changes the flavor from it just being what it is. Do you know, you're dressing it up.
It just lifts them.
And
it doesn't mean that it's complicated. It means that it just brings them to another little level. They're doable, they're accessible, and they're just delicious. And that's the most important thing.
Oh, that's lovely. I love these. Well, listen, that's great. Now, listen, so what are we doing? What are we starting next week? Because next week now, we're into you-know-what. So what's our plan for next week then?
I'll tell you, we're going to be talking turkey very, very soon.
Turkey.
So we do that every week. We'll have to get focusing on maybe a couple of wee starters, and then we'll do the Christmas, the main event, and desserts. So for the next couple of weeks, we'll be helping all your lovely listeners with the Christmas dinner.
Good man.
Some lots of lovely and delicious recipes.
Oh, that's lovely,
Martin.
And I heard you doing an ad for your stuff in Dunn Stores. That's very clever. Good man yourself. Did you give them a special rate? You did. Good lad. That was very wise. Cool. Very wise.
Did it sound okay?
Sounded great. Absolutely. So listen. You'll be signing pots and pans. That'll be the next trick, I'll tell you. Here's a little bit of Schubert. This is Janet Baker, and this is called Die Forelle. This is the trout. It's a piece of music called the trout. Look at that, the way I found that for you. See?
Brilliant.
Leave nothing to chance. Listen, keep the faith, Nevin. Just a reminder again, lads and lassies, it's RT Lyric FM, Marty in the Morning, and they're all there on the webpage. Nevin, keep safe, yourself and your family. And,
thank you.
We'll talk to you in a week.
God bless.
Thanks, Nevin.
Chat to you next week, Marty. Have
you
a great weekend.
Bye-bye. Bring on the trout.
Nevin Maguire with the Board B Equality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board B Equality standards, verified at every stage.